You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, an end of the series on the five lies of Islam. Lie number one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie five, that the Quran is a holy book. So I've saved the best for last. It ran out of time yesterday. I wanted to finish it, so I'm just going to limit today to the story of General Jack Black Pershing. In World War I, General Pershing was the commander of the American forces in the Philippines. Well, why does that matter? Who cares? This is the answer to ending the wars with Islamic terrorists. All right, so let's see what General Pershing did. There was a small Muslim community on the island that began to do terrorism against the Philippine government and the American forces that were there. So Pershing had the American troops go out and capture a group of these terrorists. There were 50 of them that they got a hold of. And during the interrogation by the military court, these terrorists were repeatedly shouting, "Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar, jihad," and, Allah is greater. See, Allah is Satan, and they worship Satan. But anyhow, they're calling on jihad against the Philippine government. So Pershing ordered them to be executed. He lined them up. He dug a pit. He lined them up. Before they shot them, one at a time, they rolled the bullets in lard, put lard down the barrels of their guns, greased up the barrels with lard, loaded the guns up, and shot them one by one. As they shot each one, they wrapped their body in pig skins and then threw them in a pit that was filled with pig crap, pig guts, and threw them all in there, 49 of them, one by one, tossed them in the pit. See, the 50th one, oh, this is the best thing. They let the 50th one go, and he ran back and told all the other Muslim terrorists what had just happened. Why was this a deterrent? Because they believed that if you die for Allah, you're going to go to heaven and you're going to get 72 virgins. Why they want this? Beyond me, I don't understand it, but that's what they believe. So that's why they're willing to strap bombs on their bodies and go blow themselves up and yell Allah Akbar, because they're going to get their reward in heaven. They're 72 virgins, but one thing will keep them out. Pigs will defile them. They will not be able to go to heaven. They will not be able to get their virgins. They shot them with bullets with lard, out of a gun with lard in a barrel, wrapped them with pigskin, and threw them in a pit filled with pig poop and pig guts, and executed them, and they all went to hell, not heaven, according to Islam. You want to stop this nonsense that's going on right now? You want to stop these Muslims? You do the same thing to them today that General Pershing did to them in World War I. It's over. It would be over before it. Instead of gathering up their bodies after they've been killed and handing it over to make martyrs out of them, bury them in pig crap.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.